Hi, I'm Tara Schaefer, and you're listening to a podcast where nostalgia comes alive. It's Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show. Roll it!
Welcome to Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show, the podcast where nostalgia comes alive. Since July of 2021, Jake and his friends have interviewed professionals in the worlds of acting, directing, writing, puppeteering, and many more. Who will they be chatting with in this week's interview? Find out in this Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show episode.
Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show, where nostalgia comes alive. I'm here with us. Thank you for joining. As always, I'm your host, Jake Teffenbaugh. With me today, as always, our co-hosts, Chris Bixby and Matt Bingle. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. Hello everybody. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thank you for asking. What do we have for today?
Very delighted you're with us, everybody. Our guest today is an actor, author, and illustrator. He performed with the New York Shakespeare Festival in the New Federal Theater. He also wrote and illustrated the book Ricky and Mobo, but most famously from 1974 to 2016, he was Gordon on Sesame Street, reprising his role last year, among others, in the Emmy-nominated Wes's First Barbershop Haircut video, which we'll talk about later on. It gives me a great pleasure and honor to welcome our special guest, Roscoe Orman. Roscoe, welcome. Happy to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Yes. Great to see you guys. Did you grow up watching Sesame Street?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
We're big, of course, you know, so many others, you know, big Sesame fans. So it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. So I really appreciate it.
Yes,
we're very delighted. So to kick this off, even though I kind of introduced you a little bit, could you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, even as a young child, I loved performing, you know, and role playing. I was the eldest in my family. None of whom were interested in performing, but I was really like into playing characters, you know, and the fact that my maternal grandfather was a performer in his early years, so it kind of was, it was ingrained in my my role of being, you know, a character. And so that's how it started. I got to play roles in all of my grade school productions when I was a kid, enjoyed. And not just enjoyed being the performer, but I got such a thrill from hearing all of the accolades that come after the performance. So that was nice. That was really a great way to, engage. Because I was really, one of very few performers during that period in grade school, and so here I am.
Nice. So as we mentioned in your introduction early on, you performed with the New York Shakespeare Festival in the New Federal Theater. What were those like?
Oh, those were incredible times. The founder of the theater was Joseph Papp. Joe Papp was a tremendous mover and shaker when it came to theater. The New York Shakespeare Festival was the name of his company, and I performed there several times, mostly in roles like Coriolanus and Julius Caesar, and you name it. You know, a lot of different Shakespearean roles, primarily, and it was quite a time for theater. Not long after that, I did join the company of what's the name of the show? Sesame Street, of course. How could I forget that? Now, did you guys grow up watching Sesame Street by any chance?
Yeah.
Yes,
Oh,
we
yeah.
did.
Yes. Yes, we watched Sesame like since we're as long as we can remember. So it's so we're three of us are big, Sesame fans. So
Yes, we are.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Well, those were wonderful times for me and for all of our other fellow cast members. It lasted for a very long time. We were like family. All the different characters, all the different Muppets, and we just had a lot of wonderful stories to tell.
Nice.
It was a really great period. It would lasted for close to 40 years, I think.
Oh, that's great.
It's a long run for a
Oh,
TV show.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. So moving back a little bit, your film debut was in the film Willie Dynamite as the
Yes,
title
my first
character.
time on Broadway.
Yes. And as the title character Willie, what was working on in that
Well,
movie?
it was well. Willie Dynamite was a film production. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did do Broadway, but I also did this Willie Dynamite performance, which is a film on Broadway. I worked with some really wonderful actors and performed with Diana Sands was my leading lady. She unfortunately she passed really too soon. She was she had some issues with her health and so forth. But that was a really high moment for me to work with her and all the other performers. And the director of that show was a guy named Gilbert Moses. I don't know if you know that name, but he's also passed. That was one of the highlights of my career, to be on Broadway and to do those roles.
Hey. Nice.
Absolutely.
Fences. I don't know if you're familiar with that name of that production. Fences. What was the primary role? Yeah, I was Gabriel, the Archangel on Broadway.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really a wonderful production. Great actors that I got to work with. So,
Nice.
Awesome. So you also got to appear in an episode of a long-running sitcom series, Sanford and Son. Can you
Sanford
talk a bit
and
about that?
Son, one of my favorite characters of all time. Red Fox, the great Red Fox, who had decades of performances because he would tour throughout the country, and he was a comic performer, and mostly one character in his performances, and then he joined the Sesame Street cast, not Sesame Street, the Sanford and Son, the Sanford and Son cast, who and I was I was just one character, and I did one episode where I was a bank robber who came into the bank. And as a matter of fact, the title of that episode was "Bank on This," so so we had a good time with because Red Fox was one of the most amazing comical performance, over many years. And so I'm glad I had that opportunity to be on stage with him.
Absolutely. So now moving on to getting the role of Gordon on Sesame Street. Can you kind of talk about the audition process for that role?
Wow. How did that happen? Oh, well, yeah. One of the early performers of the role that I finally was given was a guy named Matt Robinson.
Ah, yes.
Matt Robinson was actually not so much a performer. He didn't really have a lot of skills as far as the performance, but he was a producer of the show. He was one of the many producers, and a writer. He wrote quite a few of the episodes on Sesame Street, and so those were great times. That was like what, almost 40 years or so. Did I say that already? Yeah, I did say that. So it's rare that actors get a chance to have that kind of longevity, on
Right.
television.
Like acting with Muppets.
Oh, well, acting with Muppets. Yeah, that was a challenge, as you might imagine, because I had never performed with puppeteers before Sesame Street. But it didn't take long because for me to, really enjoy that experience, because they had so many different qualities and so many different characters, that we could perform with. And we had a great time for what, as I said, 40 years.
Nice.
That's wonderful. So I'm curious, do you remember what your first day on the show was like working with the rest of the cast and crew for the first time?
Oh, wow. That was I can't remember the actual storyline on that. And by the way, I was actually they had two other actors. Matt Robinson, the producer, he performed, but was he wasn't really an actor. He was a producer, and a writer as well. Yeah, there were other was I think was it two other actors that what came on in the role of Gordon. I don't remember their names, but yeah,
I know one was like Hal Miller was he one?
Hal Miller,
I think
thank
so,
you.
yeah.
Yes. So he didn't last very long, for some reason. I'm not sure why, but I became Gordon on Sesame Street.
Nice.
And had that gig for a long time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So are there any like 'cause I know there are obviously a lot, but are there any like episodes that kind of stick out as some of the ones you're most proud of that you got to do?
Let me think. The most proud of. Well, there were so many different storylines on Sesame Street, with the kids. Of course, the kids were the primary source of, so much. You guys probably grew up watching Sesame Street. And It was just one of those magical, times of, with the Muppets and the
About
grown-ups.
Mr.
Oh yeah, and we had one of the most gee, what I don't even know what to say. Mr. Hooper was one of the characters on the show, and he was a veteran performer with oh, what's the name of that company? In the early 30s and 40s, he performed on stage and in film. But Will Lee was his name, and he became such a great friend and comrade, and just a wonderful person, to be with and to learn from. He learned, he taught us a lot.
What was that show like, The Death of Mr.
The death of Mr. Hooper was, a major moment. And we were crying real tears, because we had been
You lost your friend, basically,
pretty much.
absolutely. Absolutely. And he and I really had a close bond. We just loved hanging out together, and he taught me a lot as well, in terms of the acting part,
That's great.
Yes. Some of my favorite episodes that you got to be a part of. One of them is actually we literally just watched yesterday a Miles video project where it's like where Miles is like do like a shooting like for us for a school project.
Oh yeah, Miles, of course. Well, the original Miles was my son, Miles.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
And after a certain number of years, he decided he didn't want to be an actor anymore, So he had other actually there were there two other Miles performances? So that was interesting. I'm sure that it confused a lot of audiences who that's not Miles, but
Yeah, I know.
those were really great times.
And the adoption of Miles, like Gordon and
Yes.
Susan's wedding
Yes.
anniversary.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, that was a major storyline too. One of
Yeah.
my favorites was the hurricane.
Oh
Yes.
yes.
The
Yes.
hurricane
Oh my
story arc, yeah.
gosh. Of course. I forgot
Yeah.
about that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy, there's so many wonderful storylines that we had.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I always love like the outreach videos, like the ones, because I remember there was one you did with Abby Kid Abby about divorce.
Yeah,
Yes. Oh yeah.
and you and Nabi got to sing the Big Feelings song.
Yes,
Yeah,
big
beautiful
feeling.
song.
Yeah,
Love
well,
that song.
also the songwriters on Sesame Street were really
Oh
amazing.
my gosh,
They had
yeah. Yes.
so many different storylines, to share, especially in performance, and in just being a part of the show. And with the Muppets, of course, it became, a great neighborhood for all of these different characters, including myself,
Yes, there's so many wonderful songs on the
Yes,
show over the
the
years too.
songwriters. Oh my goodness.
The family
Yes.
song with Gordon, Susan, and Miles, and the one where
Yes.
you
Yes.
actually sang, and I remember so much growing up, which of course I still remember the video Almost Pie Time, where you and Allison, which of course we previously chatted with Allison Barley, she's wonderful. You and her and Elmo just and the rest. They're saying
Yes.
you'll do it. You use the potty song.
Yeah, we were,
So good.
we had become like a a real family, you know, together during that, that multiple period, you know. You know, I'm not sure, are they still doing any reruns at all, do you know, of that, of the show?
Yeah, they still reruns,
At various locations, various places that they perform, or?
I think so.
Is it still PBS?
Yeah, it's PBS and it's HBO.
Still airing on PBS.
Yeah, those were some great, great times.
Absolutely.
Yes, and Sesame also had a ton of celebrity guests.
Celebrities. Absolutely. Every celebrity on television or film wanted to be on Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had, you know, this chemistry together. And, of course, the Muppets were, you know, amazing. And, you know, so, yeah, it was a great time for all of us. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any favorite celebrity guests that stick out as some of your favorites?
Ray Charles.
Oh, yes.
Ray Charles.
Yes.
He was probably, he's up there in my, on my list.
Yeah, when he was on the piano with Elmo and like surrounded by all the human cast of the Muppets, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes, we had a great time with him. Yeah, he was a living legend for many years before Sesame Street, actually.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and who else? I think of some other names. Jose Ferrer. Lily Tomlin.
Oh yeah.
Know that Lily Tomlin.
Oh yes.
Comical performer. Mm-hmm. She was amazing, and she would ad lib a lot, mostly actually. So we never knew what to expect from her, but she was really, really quite a performer. Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely, there's so many wonderful celebrity guests in the show. It's, it's so wonderful. Now, one of the specials that Gordon got to appear was on the Christmas special, Christmas Eve on Sesame Street. What's it like into part of that?
Yes. Well, that was we developed that storyline around the Christmas time of all of the what the meaning of Christmas was, you know, and you know, it was just one of my highlights. I loved that episode, you know.
Me too. Love that special.
Yes.
Like three of us, we watch it, watch Christmas Eve with us, we share like a Christmas tradition, and that's how amazing.
The songs in that special are wonderful.
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Our songwriter. One of my favorite songwriter was a guy named Joe Raposo. Raposo.
One of the original.
What an amazing talent he had for you know, writing songs for children and for adults as well. Yeah. So yeah, those were great times. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of specials, another favorite of mine, we got to go back to 1983 on this one, Don't Eat the Pictures, which was filmed at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Oh, yes, of course. That was not on stage. This was actually out in the real world.
Yeah.
Was it the museum?
Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yes. Oh, we had such a great time. Yeah, and you know they actually closed down certain
parts
of the show just for us.
Yeah, you
know? And
oh wow,
yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah,
yes, and you also got to work on some of the films like Follow That Bird and Elmo in Grouchland.
Elmo in Grouchland, Follow That Bird. Were there others? I can't remember.
I don't think so. I think those might have been the only two.
Those were the only two.
Just those two. And that was that. That and we would go to other places around the country and perform, and actually do films based on those storylines. So yeah, that was quite a highlight.
Yes, both of them were wonderful films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love those films so much. It's so wonderful. Now, even though it's kind of a only like one time thing they did, but one of the inserts you appear in was a segment, Elmo's World, where you're the hand in the Hands episode.
Oh, was like yes. Work on that was one of my favorite moments.
Where I got to That's do, great.
You know, Elmo's hand. You know. Which, you know, I became an official puppeteer, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, essentially.
So that had a lot of fun with that, yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin, oh my gosh, he did such a wonderful job.
Kevin Clare.
Oh, cool. Kevin. Love incredible. Kevin. He's the best.
He had such skills, you know, for, you know, performing with those puppets, you know.
Yeah, wonderful. And I think Ryan Dillon is doing a wonderful job kind of continuing on Elmo. He's doing a wonderful absolutely. Job.
Yeah, yeah, he recently won an Emmy.
Right, really? For outstanding puppetry performance.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very happy for him.
Very happy for Ryan, yes. Yes. He's great too.
Yes, so you also, one of your... kind of recurring things on Sesame Street that you got to do was to play Trash Gordon. What was that like?
I had a lot of fun with Trash. Yeah. I mean, I could almost do anything, you know, and it would work because, you know, Trash. And of course it's based on a TV series of Flash Gordon. I don't know if
right.
it's, yeah. Our character was Trash Gordon, obviously. And, you know, we had such a great time with him. So it was me and Trash. Yeah.
Well, wonderful segment.
Yes. Yeah,
great segment.
Yes. Yes. And you also got to perform with Sesame Street on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh,
for many,
I really
many years.
Missed those times because it was more than one time. I think we performed in a few of the parades.
Quite yeah.
a
few.
And I mean, the thousands of people that were in the streets, you know, not only for other performers, but particularly for Sesame Street, you know, when the Sesame Street characters came down the street, it was like, you know, it was like the Beatles, you know.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, we really had such a great time, you know, and we did that. I forget how many years we did those kinds of, you know, performances, but yeah, we had
very long
time. Yes.
Oh yes, yes. Love those performances.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yep. So great.
I always enjoy Sesame Street at the parade every year. Watching it on TV, it's just wonderful.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they all do amazing jobs with that.
Yes, absolutely. Now I want to ask, you know, since recently we unfortunately lost both Bob McGrath and Emilio Delgado, can you share like any like fondest memories getting to work with both of them?
Well, you know, Bob and Emilio were as close friends as I could get to any. I mean, we had so many great memories together. We traveled around the country, performing to children and their parents, you know. And you know, when they passed, it was really a really sad moment for all of us, you know. And you know, the show went on, but you know, we had such incredibly wonderful performers, you know, during that period. And yeah, I miss those guys a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So do we. So do we.
Absolutely.
Much more people what they've done for the street over the years, you know.
Right. Right.
Yes. And I'm not sure if you remember doing this, but you also got to do the fundings, like the funding voiceover for the show too.
Yeah. I enjoyed.
Which was kind of interesting because I would hear this voice on the fundings and I was like, oh, that's Gordon.
Right. Yeah, right. Same here. PSKids.org and then Suspicious.
Yeah.
Contribution to PS Station. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So cool, you got to do those.
Yeah.
I had a good time doing those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yes.
Recently, you got to reprise your role as Gordon in the latest season of Sesame Street and a number of web videos. As mentioned earlier, Wes's first barbershop haircut.
Love that video. So wonderful.
Well, you know, I my haircut is really, you know, easy. But yeah, that was a great time for us, you know, with the puppeteers and you know the humans. You know, we really. You know, had a lot of good moments together. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You in that video, you also got to work one of our dear friends and previous guests, Brandon Smith.
Yes. Love Brandon.
Absolutely.
Yes.
For those who don't know, Brandon did Jamal in that video. He was.
Brandon and Jamal.
Yeah.
Yes, and
we've been
Now, how old are they by now? They're like
Brandon actually just turned 26.
Wow!
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah,
And he's one of the newest puppeteers on Sesame Street. He's doing a wonderful job.
If you look at the credits, Bradley Freeman Jr., all those guys. If you see the credits, I know most people don't care about the credits, but if you do get a chance to look at the credits for this season, Brandon's name is on there, and it certainly is a huge honor for us.
I'll make a point of looking for his name. Yes.
We've been friends with him for the last few years. I think I've been friends with him almost four years.
Such an awesome guy.
He really is. His singing, his improv, and just his technique are just amazing.
Yes.
Very, very, very proud of our good friend Brandon. Just a delight. Really is.
Absolutely.
And everybody at Sesame Street, they're all just wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
So kind of moving on from Sesame Street, as we also mentioned in your introduction, you wrote and illustrated the book Ricky and Mobo. How did that kind of come about?
Well, this was back when, I forget what the actual years were, but it was based on a true story of my childhood having a toy horse, like a cowboy, you know, riding his horses. And it was during the one of the summer days or months that we had all kinds of activities on the street. They would close off the whole block, and you know, the people would come out and have great times, great games and activities for the kids. And you know, so I wrote this book about my toy horse, who was you know, this little horse who was my, it was, my nickname is Ricky. So the name of the book was Ricky and Mobo.
Right.
Was actually, you know, based on, you know, my nickname, Ricky. And we had games together, one of which was the riding my toy horse Mobo to one end of the street and heading back to the other. And there were many other performers or people who ran or used roller skates or whatever from one end of the block to the other. And my horse, Ricky, Mobo, was not very fast. To say he was very slow, you know. It was my favorite toy horse, and of course, you know, I by the time I got to the finish line, most of the other performers had left, you know, because I was pretty slow on Mobo. You know, he was a toy horse. It was a very popular toy horse in those days, and he was my favorite horse, I guess, as a little kid. You know, I was just a kid riding on this this horse which had wheels under his hooves, so that it would roll to one end of the block and back. And you know, I got a lot of accolades for just the fact that I, you know, did the whole run from one block to the next. Yeah, it was quite an experience.
Nice.
And that was how I came up with that, you know, Ricky and Mobo. Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. So going back to some of your other acting roles, you also appeared in some episodes of Law and Order. Can you talk a bit? Work on that?
Yeah, those were roles mostly. Well, a variety of characters, but Law and Order. I was this was after or very close to the end of my term with Sesame Street, there were storylines that I really, you know, enjoyed working on with you know, some of the other performers, and it was really, you know, wonderful to have a variety of different roles, you know, after Sesame Street.
Absolutely.
So you also got to play Officer Oscar Wrecker in the Oscar Wrecker in the HBO series The Wire. What was playing that like?
Well, yeah, I played more than one or two police characters as well. I forget the names of the episodes, but but I like playing police officers, you know. One of them was a police officer. Others were detectives, and a variety of other characters. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I had quite a range of roles to play. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So now one of your most recent acting roles was on the ABC series Last Resort. Can you talk a bit about that?
Last Resort. Wow. Yes. Wow.
It's Dorothy Marsick.
Yeah, Dorothy Marsick was the writer for that episode. And wonderful writer, I played I forget the name of my character, but I did a I don't know if was it more than one episode? It was had to be more than one, I think.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Probably.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah. But she was really good to work with. You know, we really had a great time with her.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we've talked a lot about your projects in the past, but can you share any projects that you're currently working on?
Wow, that's a tough one. Well, you know, I do have, I've developed over the years a gift of drawing, painting.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, so that's been my hobby over quite a few years, actually. But I've always loved to draw, but even from early grade school, I loved drawing pictures and, you know, so that's, you know, that's been another one of my gifts, I guess.
Yeah. Nice.
That's great.
That's great. So this last question that Chris is about to ask, we ask all of our guests. Go ahead, Chris.
Thanks, Matt. So this podcast is called Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show. When you think of nostalgia, what do you think of, or how would you define the word nostalgia?
Nostalgia. I guess that, to my mind, that comes, seems to have a sense of, you know, holding on to memories, I guess, having stories to tell, you know, and to remember and to have fun with, you know, the nostalgia of those kinds of stories. And, you know, that was, you know, a big part of that, you know, so that's yes. Pretty much it. Yeah. Yes.
Great word said and done. Well, Roscoe, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. This was a blast.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nice to go on down memory lane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you very much for your interest of being on. And thank you so much for what you've done over the years. You know, Sesame Street has, you know, been a part, you know, three of our lives, you know, for so long. And, you know, of course, we grew up watching you, and the fact you want to chat with us and talk about, you know, more things that you've done, you know, it means a lot. And keep up. Thank you for what you've done, be part of our lives, and keep up the great work of what you're doing now. And can I wait what sucks in store for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. A pleasure.
Yes. Yes. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Roscoe. I'll let your agent know when this goes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. Yes. Right. Yes.
You too.
Thank
enjoy
you,
the rest of your day, Roscoe.
That's, yes.
Take care. See ya. Bye, Roscoe. Bye.
Bye. It's goodbye from us as well. We absolutely enjoyed our time speaking with Roscoe Orman. Again, as Jake just said, Sesame Street was a huge part of our lives, so getting to talk to him was definitely a huge honor.
Absolutely.
Yes. And as always, you know, keep on the lookout for more wonderful interviews coming your way. Jake, take us out. What do we say?
Keep nostalgia alive. Take care, everyone. See you next time. See ya. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another wonderful Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show interview. Be sure to follow Jake and the crew on social media and stream the show wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And as always, remember to keep nostalgia alive. Bye-bye.